Tropics. Alan Vibes, Tropics International Sounds, and on the line, checking in on the Celebrity Hotline. Kay Connell, how's it going, man?
I'm good, man. What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Everything is good, man, especially for you right now. Before we get to the EP and the fact that it's coming out real soon, let's get back to the beginning and how you started in music.
Oh, God. I've been in music since from the bottom of the music, you know, big man thing. I've been singing, you know, from a 10J, like when I was 2 years old. I mean, I've been going to church and my grandma, my uncles. So I started singing in church, you know what I'm saying? So the singing was always there. But as per, like, serious being an artist, this was about 7 years ago I decided to be an artist.
What most people may not know, and you could go so many different ways because you went to college on a soccer scholarship, first of all.
Sure did, yep.
And you didn't just go to school on the scholarship. You graduated with your degree, too.
Did. I definitely did. I graduated my degree in business and finance. So, you know, from day one, my grandma and my family always taught me to work hard, you know what I'm saying, and make sure the education was key. So regardless of what I was doing, I was singing, I was playing football, but I was always taking the schoolwork seriously. From I was going to Cornell, I was taking that joint seriously. So there was no question of putting on schoolwork, I'm going to take up football, I'm going to take up music. It was never an option, so I had to take that seriously. So that was instilled in me as a kid. So definitely, I could have gone any one of those options, but I love music, so I stick with that.
And so basically they told you, said, hey, you can play football all you want, you can sing all you want, but you better be in school.
or I remember, listen, if your school work no good, you can't play no ball.
Exactly.
So I had to make sure that job was good. So, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And so now you get to follow your passion, even though you have this, you have a what we like to call a backup plan, because you do have the education as a backup plan, but you're not using that as a safety net, jumping full on into music. Now,
exactly.
If I remember correctly, you started writing for producers first, right?
Now, I mean, I've been writing, I wasn't writing for producers, I wrote for a couple of different local artists, you know, nobody in particular that you might know. I mean, I remember back in the day when I started writing, me and Dick started writing together back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And we were just writing songs to do it. It wasn't to put out music. We just realized we had a knack for writing and recording, and we were just doing it for the fun of it. But then when it got serious, we started doing it seriously. But yeah, the writing is where it started. And then the music artist thing just kind of evolved.
Now, you've got this EP coming out, Love Lust, on the 24th. Tell us about this EP.
I'm so excited. First of all, I mean, it's the first EP that's coming out. Very excited about it. I put so much work into it. You know, I've been working on it for some time now. Me and Sean is a link up last year, and we started to vibe, and we kind of took the music to a different, you know, just the connection between me and him took the music to a different way. I was recording a certain way, but then the music that he was giving me kind of took me into this direction of writing about, you know, love and lust and these different relationship matters, and it kind of just evolved into this collection of songs that just became like, hey, listen, let's put this out as a body of work, as an EP, because they all flow together very nicely. So, you know, it's something that it's something there for everybody. It's not one sound. The songs are different sounds. So you have a little R&B in there. You have like a reggae. You have dancehall. You have even a little pop in there. So, you know, it has this genre fluid feel, which is what we're going with right now. I don't know what else to call it but genre fluid, because it's not one-sided or one-tracked.
Right.
It's a little piece of everything in there for everybody. It's talking about relationship matters that we all go through, you know, at some point in our lives. And at least through my mind, I just feel like this is what we're going through at that time. And, you know, love, lust, it can be misunderstood all the time. So it's one of those things where, you know, it could be a triumph, it could be a tragedy, depending on how you look at it and how you deal with it. So it's really those ideas that I play with throughout the entire EP. And it's 7 songs. I think it's dope. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. You can preview it now, but next week, Friday, yeah, the whole thing I dropped.
Kay Connell on the Island Vibe Celebrity Hotline. Now, you brought up Sean Nizzle, and they described you as Sean Paul meets Usher. those are some big words right there.
I mean, hey, that's what he said. I mean, you know, I met Sean as the last year. He heard a couple of my songs, and he reached out to me through a third party, and we link up. And from there, the rest is history. We just have a good vibe. And, you know, for Shaza to say something like that is just like a blessing and a humble to me, because it's like, I work hard at what I'm doing, but for somebody like Sean Izzo, who's done major records and has hits and stuff like that, to say that about me, it just helps me to just be more motivated and just push harder in the music. So it's a big compliment, and I hope to live up to it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely hope to live up to it. I love Sean Paul and I love Usher, so it's like the best of both worlds for me.
So it's not pressure, it's just motivation.
It's motivation. I mean, there's always pressure, you know. But pressure keeps you on your toes, you know what I'm saying? So I try to stay on my toes and just put the hard work in. Because once the hard work in, then it's just about that time.
Exactly. Now, the current single, Hot Like You, on the 90s Don Dada Rhythm, is a hot track. But on the EP, you said there's 7 songs, so that's one of the tracks. I got to ask you about this one, because I think dark-skinned folks might be a little upset about this. The light-skinned, you know exactly where I'm going with this. The light-skinned love. Come on, man.
Yeah, here we go. See the light skin level. See, I'm, you know, a lot of girls see the title, they say right away, well, you only like light skin girls. No, it's not that. Once you listen to the song, you go, no, right away. So it's not about the light skin girls. I actually like every color girl. I mean, like dark, white, black. I don't discriminate when it comes to female color.
Right.
It's really about, I'm a light skin guy. And, you know, we go through we get stereotypes sometimes. And you know, them said light-skinned dudes, sometimes, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that, or you're not as good as the, you know, the black youth. And them said them black youth have the man thing. You know, it's like this stereotype thing what them deal with all the time. And us light-skinned dudes, we get caught up in that sometimes. And I say, yo, that is not the truth. It might be the case in some situations, but it's definitely not the case in all situations. So I'm just repping for my light-skinned guys, you know, as an advocate saying, hey, first of all, not all dark-skinned guys are well-endowed. And most of them light-skinned youth are well-endowed, too. So I'm just repping it for my team. That's it. That's all it is. I've been in a situation before where girls say, okay, you're cute, you know, but I don't know. I say, hey, I'm going to make a light-skinned fool you. Trust me. Don't make it fool you.
And after so they check out the EP, they'll know.
They'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's definitely nothing else. And it's nothing against dark-skinned dudes. Not all against dark skin. I'm just talking about my team, light skin. Bringing the light skin team back.
I always hear everybody bringing dark skin back. Everybody bringing light skin back. You know what? Neither one's been out of style anytime. So
nah, you know the light skin kind of up right now still. Cause it's Steph Curry there, and you know Drake thing. Up, so the light skin thing kind of up right now. We're kind of up, so we doesn't try to keep it up.
In music and in sports, you're right.
All across the board, man. We're just trying to keep it up.
And you just doing you're just doing your part. That's all.
I'm just playing my role. Everybody got a role to play. So I'm just trying to play my role. That's it.
Kay Connell on the Island Vibe Celebrity Hotline. The EP Love Lust is out June 24th.
You can pre-order it right now, actually. It's out on iTunes right now. You can pre-order it. You can go to my page, kaycannellmusic.com. You can listen to the songs. You can buy it, pre-order it. You get a free limited edition t-shirt when you order it. So definitely go on kaycannellmusic.com and check that out. You can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. At the Kay Connell, that's T-H-E-K-C-O-N-E-I-L. So definitely check it out. I'm excited about it. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. Drop a review upon iTunes or Amazon or anywhere you listen to it. Definitely just please check out the EP. Check it. EP, Love Lust.
Kay Connell, thanks for checking in on the Island Vibe Celebrity Hotline, man.
Yeah, big up, brother. Big up.
Easy.